Body which regulates the teaching profession here, the Teaching Council, has said that it's working with the Department of Education to accommodate Ukrainian teachers who wish to work in Ireland. Tatiana Kroll is a Ukrainian teacher who has been working in Ireland for 15 years. I spoke to her just before we came on air and began by asking her about the Ukrainian children who will be arriving here and what help will they need.
A lot of children, I suppose, would be traumatized. And it would be great for them to encounter a very friendly atmosphere. I would think that there will be children with different levels of the English language, so it would be great to synchronize their English language acquisition with the programs of those years that they're going to study, you know.
The school system here, then, how does it differ from the system that they will be used to in Ukraine?
I left Ukraine many years ago, decades ago, so it has been changed since that time. And I haven't taught in Ukraine. I only graduated from a college in Ukraine. But the education system in every country is different. I taught in Poland for years, and the system there is different from the Irish one. So, yeah, it'll be very important to kind of equip their teachers, Ukrainian teachers who are coming here as well, to equip with the knowledge of the Irish education system.
And how challenging will that be, Tatiana, for those Ukrainian teachers who are coming here to understand the curriculum and to integrate with the teaching methods in Irish schools?
Well, I don't think there will be a huge problem with that, because it's not like hugely different. Do you know what I mean? That teaching methods are more or less the same, very similar, that are taught in colleges in Ukraine and Poland. And with the help of their Irish colleagues and principals and other stuff, I think they will get to know it very well.
And the Teaching Council, then, which is the body that registers teachers so that they can work here, it says it will try to accommodate Ukrainian teachers to get on the register. Do you welcome this?
I do, yeah. It's a very useful initiative, very helpful initiative, and this is a very challenging time for us all.
And the Ukrainian people who are arriving here, and I know you have met some of them, Tatiana, what are they saying to you about the supports that they're getting here then when they arrive?
I've only spoken with them briefly, and I met with the first group of refugees from Ukraine a couple of days ago, and they're all so determined to start doing something, to work, to improve their English. I met about 40, 45 people, and when I asked them who needs English, they all raised their hands up. And then I asked them who have no English at all, and there were only about five hands up. So they would be zero English. The rest of people have some sort of, you know, different levels of English, but they are all adamant to start attending courses and learning English.
That's Tatiana Kroll, a teacher from Ukraine, speaking to me earlier.